Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
16 people, one bottle of champagne.
No way.
He says, oh, okay, here's another bottle. He pulls it from under the table. Is that going to be enough? Is that going to be enough? Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, I will tell you about a table that was so horrible that I had to pass it on to another server just so I wouldn't lose my cool. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
I walked in the door. I heard about this table that was a big, big problem that I was going to be having to take it.
Oh, like with a reservation?
Yeah, they were there setting up. It was a 16 top.
Okay.
And they were setting up the table as if it was like a buyout. They had, you know, they had chargers on the table. They had their own candles. They had everything decorated and things like that. Two guys setting it up. And I said, no problem. You know, it's a table's a table. Mm-hmm. You know, and I tend to keep a positive frame of mind about things.
Yeah, they're doing their thing. You're not really worried about them.
They're doing their thing. I introduce myself. Hey, if you need anything, da 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 da. He starts to tell me. So there's a specific hostess that works with parties and things like that. And she really is meant to be an intermediary between the managers and the guests.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, she's there. They have stuff strewn about. They're going at it. Then I hear that they want to put they want us to fold the napkins vertically, so and so they could place their place cards in there and things like that. They're out in the patio. So vertical is not going to work. They're going to get blown over.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right? So.
Oh, they're an outside table too.
They're an outside table. But it's well, it's kind of.
Yeah, it's covered. Yeah.
It's covered, but it's still open air.
Mm-hmm.
And so 70th birthday and all the particular things start adding up. They don't want to pay a corkage fee, but they want to bring their own champagne. It's just.
You can't make the rules where you're going.
Exactly. Exactly. That was like, it started to mount up even before they even, it was like a 7:30 reservation. Yeah. They were there when I got in at 4:30. They had already been there, which is fine, you know.
Well, yeah, because they probably want to come in, set up, then they can leave and then, you know, do what they have to do.
Correct. But keep in mind, it's only a 16 top. Yeah. You don't have a buyout.
Yeah.
So now we're holding this table for the whole night.
Yeah.
Before they come in.
Absolutely. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So the restaurant's already breaking their rules because usually we don't do an a la carte big top like that.
Oh, so it normally set menu, right?
Correct. Normally you get pushed over to set menu because what ends up happening is, you could do an a la carte, but we'll have to break it up into two tickets as far as not checks. But you don't want to
give... For the firing order.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You don't want to give your...
Yeah, you don't want to give your chef that big of a ticket for... Yeah, absolutely.
Correct. Which, spoiler alert, I end up doing because they were such a pain in the butt. I did not want to deal with this particular guy seeing half of his food come out and then having, you know...
A few minutes and they
freak out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was preventable.
Okay.
And I'm going to go through the things that we could have done later on in the show. I'm going to go through the things that we could have done to prevent...
What, yeah.
The disaster that ended up happening. So they didn't want to pay the corkage fee. They also didn't want to pay the cake fee. They brought in a cheap ass Publix cake, a Publix sheet cake, and we charge a fee. You cannot come to a restaurant.
Yeah, if that's what you do, that's what you do.
Yes.
You don't make your own rules at different spots.
Let me tell you something here. And some people think that it's the cake cutting fee or the cake fee or the dessert fee, whatever you want to call it, is an issue. I can't go to a restaurant with my own steak.
No.
And start eating there. You know, like you can't bring your own dessert when we sell desserts.
Yeah.
You can't bring your own wine when we sell wine.
And we're not saying, and he's not saying, actually, he's not saying you can't do it. He's just saying that you can't do it and not pay for nothing.
Correct. Correct. thank you for the clarification. Yeah. We sell shit here.
Yeah.
So then it's not a bus stop. We're not selling picnic spaces here.
We're not just
renting
out the space.
Correct.
Yeah. If that was the case, That is what the running out of the space is. That's what the corkage fee is. That's what the cake fee is. Because you didn't bring it, because you're not running out the space. You're just a guest.
Yes.
You have to pay certain fees because of that reason.
Yes.
Because you're paying for time and you're paying for things that you already have, which is fine. We're not saying you can't bring them, but you're not paying what you would pay for that normal bottle.
Correct.
But you are. That's why it's called a corkage fee.
You're talking about an opportunity cost. Mm-hmm. So if we're catering to a person, to a table, a 16 top, and we're holding the table for all the hours.
3 hours.
For 3 hours before you come there. That's a full turn.
And it gets dark earlier now.
Yes. So the turn is coming.
The turn was already, yeah.
The turn is there.
Yeah.
In fact, when they were setting up, they had so many pieces of bags and papers everywhere.
They were on different tables, weren't they?
I had to tell them, I said, you know, we're officially open. You need to remove all these things from the area, right? I mean,
yeah.
This you need to be respectful when you're
of other people's space.
Of other people's space. Here's my issue. People use restaurants as a catch-all for whatever the bad habits they feel like they can do in business. It is a business, first of all.
Absolutely.
So that's why the restaurant has policies to protect that business, mm-hmm. not just monetarily, but you also want to protect the function
Absolutely.
Of the restaurant.
Functionality, yeah.
Exactly. That's why in our restaurant, if you have more than 12 people, they have someone else that will make that reservation. Generally, they lead you to all the rules and things like that. Generally, leads you to having a banquet menu.
Absolutely.
And, which is more done ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's efficient. And you can execute that. Not on a Saturday night when you have 16 people blocking up.
Yeah.
Functionally, it's going to, a four top's going to say, oh, where's my food? Oh, you're stuck behind that, you know.
That party.
That party with all the whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I still had my patience at this time, at this point. Now he's telling me beforehand, which I appreciate, that it's going to be separate checks. 16 people, it's going to be at least 8 or 9 separate checks.
By couples or something like that?
Yeah, by couples. There's some singles. I said, no problem. So you tell me ahead of time. I don't care. I don't even care if it's 16 people.
But now I know.
Now I know.
Yeah.
But here's what. He's trying to tell me that before the people even sit down because he has place cards. I'm not going to remember that.
No.
When the people actually are there sitting down and they say, that's my whatever.
You told me the separate checks were good. I don't know anything else.
Let me figure it out.
We'll organize that when we get to it.
Yes. One of the biggest issues that I actually have with this table, they were very controlling. They were very particular. And so when you go to a restaurant or when you're taking public transportation, you can't sit in the back and drive the bus at the same time.
No.
There's some amount of letting go that you have to do. Okay?
Did you talk to him about it? Or are we going to get back to that? We're going to get to that later.
Talk to him about what?
Did you try to retake control early enough?
Okay. Here's my thing. The guy that was his party, 70 years old, the 70th birthday, he was the particular one, and he was setting everything up along with his partner. Okay? So it was just two of them. They couldn't agree on anything.
Oh, so you saw
So they were telling me two different things.
Gotcha.
And that was another issue.
Okay.
So I originally assured them, tell me what you want.
I'm your guy.
And I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I will handle everything. But they were they really were overstepping and not sitting back and enjoying. And remember, I did a show back in May about another problem table, and it was the same MO. People trying to take control of the situation, of the timing, of everything. You really have to be directive and let go.
Yeah.
So you got to understand You probably have an idea of how things work in a restaurant.
However, go that way.
Even if you did work in a restaurant, each restaurant's different. Okay?
Even if you have, you can have a general outline of how, like with weddings and stuff, you can have a general outline of how you want it to go.
Yes.
Okay? But something's always going to happen. You know, it's that perfect day. And we understand all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay? But you still have to ride the wave and understand that it's going to flow how it's going to flow.
Here's the difference with a wedding. You have, it's a buyout.
You have the space.
You have the entire space.
You do what you want.
You have the food. You have the, everything is there for you. When you're a 16 top, not everything is there for you. Yeah. We are running several hundreds of people throughout that night. And you, he thought that there were going to be three servers on this 16 top. Is he out of his mind? Get out of here. So I didn't have any points of friction just yet. But wait. It's coming.
Okay.
All right. They trickle in. They're doing the hello, how you doing, and things like that.
So they finally set up and leave or whatever?
They set up, they leave. Now it's 7:30. They're at the bar. They sit down. No issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no issue. So they sat down, and a couple of people.
They're trickling in.
They're trickling in. No big deal. So here's the issue. If you have 16 people, you're not going to put 16 menus. Now they have no place to work.
Yeah.
They have chargers on the table, which a charger
what
is.
What are the chargers for?
Okay, so if you ever go to a fancy dinner and you have a big plate, but it's not a plate. That's where you set the plate on.
Okay.
It marks your space.
Gotcha.
And so as the server is or the food runner or whoever is going to take, they're going to place it on that plate, the charger, and remove from there. So the charger is there as a placemat.
Okay.
It's a placemat, basically. Gotcha. But it's actually a plate. Now this thing, usually they are actual, you know, whatchamacallit, ceramic or whatever. Mm-hmm. This was paper. They were cheap. Yes, I said it.
Okay.
It was paper. But it had glitter on it. You know, it wasn't...
So it was already making a mess.
I say that to say that some of their guests were eating off of the thing, thinking it's a plate. Right? So it was so oversized that we have a bread plate.
Yeah.
If you're sharing an appetizer, where's the appetizer plate going to go? Where's the appetizer going to go? Restaurant tables aren't notorious for being pretty big.
No.
Okay? So they sit down and they barely get menus. This one lady says, I'd like to order an appetizer. And I said, well, everybody is going to eat together.
Yeah.
You know, because this host is not going to stand for one person down the line, although it is separate checks. She's well within her right. You know, everybody's going to eat together. I'm sorry. You're a party.
Yeah. You're part of the, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, yes, I understand. Did you say it was upon the wish of the host that they want everybody to
eat? No, I don't explain all that stuff. Okay. I say, we're all eating together,
okay.
is what I said. You know, I don't really have time to, you know, I have other things to do, really.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't rude or whatever, but you can't, like, it's a party. It's one thing. You're not going to eat.
You're ordering together.
Yes.
Now, did you space, now, could people, let's say, because they are doing separate checks, could there be, when you put the whole order in, mm-hmm. could there be appetizers first and then entrees?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so it's still normal.
Oh, it's
still
normal.
She still got her appetizer, just a matter of when she ordered it.
Oh, 100%. Okay. 100, they could do whatever they want.
I got you.
Yes. And so they I experienced the first difficulty when he started to lay out how he wanted things to go. No problem. He says to me, oh, let's do the champagne. To which I say, what champagne? You know? And then the one guy goes, oh, we gave them champagne. And then the other guy goes, no, the champagne's over here. And then one guy goes, oh, we should do the champagne later. So I said, well, I walk away. Now the guy, like 10 minutes later, the guy comes up to me. He's like, do you need help? Where's the champagne? I thought, you know, he starts like getting aggravated with me and saying that I need help. And I look at him and I said, well, we haven't even done, you asked me for drinks and you haven't decided when you wanted the champagne. So then I go over, I said, how would you like it to go? Because once you tell me, it's going to be just the way you like it. Big smile, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
He says, I want to pour the champagne. and I want to get some appetizers going.
Okay.
And then I don't want to be rushed. And then we're going to talk. I'm going to do a speech. And then the food hits the table.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
I say, no problem.
Yeah, okay? Now I have an agenda.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
No problem. Where's the champagne? It's right there. 16 people, one bottle of champagne.
No way.
16 people, one bottle of champagne. All because they didn't want to pay a corkage fee, right? So he says, oh, okay, here's another bottle. He pulls it from under the table. Is that going to be enough? Is that going to be enough? What kind of party are you running here?
Yeah, like, I mean, at max, and this is, you know, you usually get like 5-6 glasses out of a bottle of champagne. You know what I mean? And just not like full, but like, you know, 3/4 deluxe, where it looks manageable.
Yeah.
Okay. So you needed 3 bottles just to start off with, just for your toast.
Listen, clean. If you're going to party. If you're going to be cheap, don't start to, you know what I mean?
You can't be both.
You can't be both.
No.
All right. So here we go. I pour the champagne. He starts speaking. Okay. I pull back. He already messed up. I never took an order, right?
Yeah.
So then he does his speech. He's talking and talking. They're cheersing and cheersing. Then I take the order of the 16 top. Guess what? 9 minutes later, he's up. Where's our appetizers? Everybody's starving, blah, 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 blah. It was 9 minutes.
Did you tell him that you did this to yourself?
No, he was talking. I was separating checks. I was putting, you know what I mean? It takes time.
Yeah.
People don't understand. They think that functionally, I can just imagine things happening. So, because a coworker came up to me who was in the same room, and he says, hey, Marlon, where are their apps? And I laughed. I said, it hasn't been a long time or even an average time.
Yeah.
What the hell are they talking about? But I'm getting organized at the computer, so I can't leave. I need to get this buttoned down. I try to do the separate checks in the beginning, so then if anybody needs anything, I could add to it.
Absolutely.
Because my experience has been, you do it at the end, they are going to be annoyed at the timing, because it's going to take a long time for you to get these separate checks going and things like that. But he already fell off the rails with the thing, not realizing that he needs to stick to the plan that he gives. Okay. Here we go. Time for the food. All right. Oh, besides the fact, another annoying thing that happened, there was one minor at the table. So we had already set 16 champagne glasses out. So I take the glass from in front of him. His father says, oh, no, pour here. And I said, is he 21? Oh, no. And I skipped him, okay? Then he goes, no, I want 2 glasses. I said, sir, I'm not going to do that. Right?
What are you doing?
I'm not going to pour a minor. That's illegal.
Yeah.
You're
trying to compromise me right now.
I go to jail.
Yeah, not you.
Okay, not you. I go to jail, not the restaurant. It's my responsibility.
Absolutely.
And so I took the glass. Just if you want to feed your kid champagne and I'm not around, do it from your glass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to pour a minor. Not going to happen. And so now they're already, they're bitching about, is the food ready? Is the food ready? So I got admonished from my chef. Hey, you know, you rang in this whole ticket. You know, you should have broken it up. I said, I understand. I know I didn't, you know, I know what I did. I just had to deal with this, you know.
Situation.
With this table the way it is. There's no way I was going to break that up. So I took the chance. And so one lady didn't like her halibut.
Okay.
You know, she took one piece of it, didn't like it. Okay. By the way, not a legitimate excuse. The halibut's made perfectly. You don't happen to like it, so what? But that's the way the restaurant
works. And that's fine. And now you got to wait for a little bit. If you don't, if it came out perfectly, if I didn't mess anything up, if you want something else, it's going to be a little bit of time.
No problem.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the guy. Did you order her she had a, I forget what her alternate thing was. Did you order it?
Of course I ordered it.
Now I'm starting to get annoyed. Now you're pissing me off. Like, really, what is it that you're telling me? What is it? It takes time. Yeah. Just as much time as it took to make the first one.
It's going to take to make the second one.
Physics dictate.
Yeah.
That it's going to take the same time to get the second one out. And so that's like really starting to get to me. Now comes the time for the cake. Okay. But they're still eating. The one guy's eating. His partner leans over to me and says, hey, so with the cake, he's trying to tell me how to do my job. With the cake, can you bring it out?
Yeah, you'll sing blah, blah, blah.
Seven, yeah, right?
And then I'll cut it and I'll pass it out.
Right.
That's so, normal cake business.
Yes, normal cake business. How else was this supposed to go?
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is tell me it's time for the cake. You got your candles on it? Let's go. Call it a day.
So he tells me he wants seven candles because it's his 70th birthday.
Yeah, we got you.
Still smiling.
Yeah.
I'm still smiling. So I clear. I do my thing. The whole table. Omar actually helps me out to clear and things like that. I'm taking the cake out of the Publix box, putting the candles around it, and I come out, right? He starts screaming at me, no, why, not now, why now? I'm just like, apparently two people, as I'm preparing the thing, two people had left the table. How am I supposed to know that?
Yeah.
Okay. All he could have said was, hey, can you bring that in a little while or whatever the case may be? Or not have your partner tell me one thing and you do another. Okay.
Everything was extra.
Everything was extra. Thank you so much. Everything was extra. So at that point, I didn't want to lose my cool. Inside, I was boiling. You ain't about to talk to me like that. You know, have some respect.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to understand that you're talking to human beings. Mm-hmm. You're talking to a person that's doing their best for you. Even if you don't think that it's their best, we don't come to work to try to screw your whole day
absolutely.
Up. Right? So your mistrust of how things are going to go is ruining your experience.
They ruined it. They sound like they ruined it from the beginning.
From the get-go. So I said to a coworker of mine, you're going to have to go. I'm not going back to the table. Okay? And I did it in a way that I know myself. And I had to stop myself because there's a line that you can go with me.
Yeah.
I was not about to be rude. I was about to be stern. And I was about to tell him, if you need anything from me, I require respect. You need to be nice to you don't have to be nice to me, but you have to be respectful.
Yeah.
You're not about to yell at me in front of, you know, 16 people in the whole restaurant, other tables, as if I'm doing something to you. I'm doing my job. You know, one person tells me to do something and I'm doing it. So but that wouldn't help anybody but me. So I
might have still would have told him.
Yeah. I knew if I didn't cool down that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I will not move forward. I don't give a shit. Like, honesty.
I feel you.
There comes a point when a job isn't a job and it becomes personal. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have this. So I removed myself. Coworker jumped in there. They wanted coffee. He told him he was going to do this and that. I'm not going to deal with any adults giving me a tantrum. Not happening anytime. That's where I draw the line. You'd be rude to me. I don't have to serve you.
No.
I don't.
No.
I really don't. I didn't come to work to be disrespected.
Absolutely.
And so after all of that chipping away, I had to give up that table. And so it was, if it's not moving fast enough for you, you just pull your server aside or you talk to a manager or anything like that. They were talking to anybody that would listen. They were coming, they would like come into, but they wouldn't talk to me. You know, I'm around, I'm doing things. It was very frustrating to say the least. And so as I reflect on the bad table I had back in May, I'm thinking about some of the common
denominators.
The common denominators. Yeah. And it is these two people were not accommodating for themselves.
No. I mean, obviously, look, you said they were, him and his partner weren't agreeing on anything. So if your home life doesn't agree,
yeah,
you're not going to work in the real world anyways.
Yes. And so how could this be preventable? So for me, it's not enough to do an autopsy and say, hey, this is why this happened and mm-hmm. things like that. How can we prevent it in the first place? So the manager on duty, him and I, we talk a lot. We talk about restaurant stuff mm-hmm. and in the past, future. Hey, and we don't always see eye to eye, but I love talking about, you know, the mechanics of the restaurant. This mm-hmm. is why we do the show. And so he said, he goes, yeah, I knew that I probably should not have taken that party in its form. You want the business.
Yeah.
100%. And it's fine. But a restaurant has protocols
yeah,
for a reason.
Function. Absolutely.
Yes. So they have, you know, if you're not going to follow that, you almost have to be even more, not restrictive.
Stern?
Yes. Yes, because they ran amok from the start.
Oh, yeah. The manager should have nipped that in the bud and set expectations off the rip.
Yes.
This way, you're not dealing with the same expectations that they got accustomed to because they got spoiled. Somebody spoiled them along the way and gave them too much.
The unrealistic expectations. Yes. And so, having said unrelated expectations, for me, I'm the server. I was almost the last one, and I wasn't able to set any expectations.
No, because they're
you know, they did the host, the manager took the reservation. You know,
you went through three separate steps. You were on the final line. You were on the front line, but at the end.
Correct. I was at the end, and so I thought I was meeting their expectations based on what they were telling me, mm-hmm. but they were doing other things. And so that's where a big mismatch yeah. is. So thank you for clarifying. Number one, it's preventable when you set the expectations. So sometimes the restaurant business is big on, we don't do hard and fast rules. Everything is situational.
Absolutely.
You know, and when you want to boost your sales, you're gonna bend a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so that I completely understood. We talked about it and I said, you did what you had to do. Sometimes it's you see the train coming.
Yeah.
But you can't get off the track.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna meet some resistance. You're gonna meet some things. And sometimes you just have to get through it. Because in the end of the day, the money's in the coffers. And they didn't leave upset or anything like that. And if it takes for a server's feelings to be put out for a little bit,
so be it,
and business goes on. But had I been a different server, it could have been a disaster.
True.
You know, because I tend to be a person that will correct. What happens if another server says, this lady wants an appetizer, takes the appetizer. How would this guy have freaked out
mm-hmm.
when one person's eating?
And nobody else is.
And nobody else is.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, so follow the policies that you have in place for a reason. Set expectations. And my third one is have just one point of contact.
Yes.
That's it.
You can have multiple people in the party, but there should always be that point of contact. Like, if I'm doing a party, I'm usually the point of contact with the host.
Yes.
You know, I like, just like you, I like to take control of the situation, mm-hmm. and I lead my soldiers to the battle, no matter how big the party is. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
This way, everybody's on an understanding, but between me and the guest,
mm-hmm.
I know exactly what's going on, and then now they know what's going on.
Yes.
And then if there's anything above me, then I'll grab a manager and say, hey, but I'm the only person they talk to when it comes to that. Unless you're at a separate table, you know, because with larger parties, you're going to have separate tables and stuff like that.
Yes.
That is how I like to have it, where, hey, you know who to talk to when there's an issue, and then I know who to give it to if it goes beyond my ability to help you.
That's well said. And My failing was I was taking directions from two different people, where most likely I should have, in retrospect, really thought about who would be most disappointed if something didn't go well. And made that person the person that I listened to exclusively.
Absolutely.
You know, I thought they were a couple.
They were.
Yeah.
But one was in charge and one wasn't. One was not the captain of the ship.
That is true. So that's where I failed. So in the future, I would just really say, I'll probably defer or say, hey, let me know when you guys decide. Yeah. Because if one person's pulling me aside, I should go to the other person and say, hey, this is what... Because the other guy was the one who was telling me about the separate checks and things like that. That's why I leaned his way, because that was very helpful to me.
Yeah.
So I mistakenly thought he was an ally.
Yeah.
But then the other one was the person that will blow up the most about it. And so somehow you have to really only take directions from one person.
I mean, you can listen, like you said, you can listen to both, but but it has to, in the end, you have to finalize with just the one that you agreed to finalize.
Yeah, not to say that I would ignore them.
No.
What I would then say is make sure that's okay with the other person.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. You know, make them unified before you come to me.
Exactly.
You know?
No, that makes perfect sense.
But then functionally, you know.
It's hard.
It's challenging because you have a lot of moving parts. You have people asking you for this. You have people asking you for that. And then each guest has their own expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, I can tell the personalities of all their guests. And mostly the table wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
Little like wishy-washy on things, a lot of questions, this and that. But that's how it goes.
That's normal, yeah.
And so when it came to the menu, not that many questions about the menu. I can only imagine that they had gone through the menu and seen what they wanted and what they liked and things like that. Yeah. All in all, the issue were the hosts.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
But it only takes one person to ruin a whole night.
One bad apple spoils the whole bunch.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. So set expectations, have one point of contact, follow the restaurant policies. If you had a bad table recently, you
got
to
talk to us.
Yes, let me know about it. And so I am your mouthpiece. We all sharing stories here. We're all have common ground because we're here to help. If we can solve one little issue for you moving forward, we did our job.
Absolutely.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villains. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
I will roast your ass, toast your ass. You motherfuckers make me laugh. You don't like me, I know. Hate me, so what? But still gotta respect the shit that I throw up. Blah.